That's right, KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach. I'm Tyler Russell, and we are welcoming in a in-studio guest. We've got SJ here. She's from the UK by way of LA. She's an acclaimed music producer. She's got a new EP on the way out and a couple singles to play on our station today. So, SJ, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tyler.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I know you're well-educated, you're well-awarded, you're well-documented in the biz, and and you happen to be a woman, you know, which I know...
You're making this sound awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your journey for those who may be unfamiliar. You went to a famous school in the UK where a lot of artists that we know came out of to start.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Wales, and I left home pretty young at 16 to go to this school called the Brit School.
Yeah.
And since then, there's been some awesome talent come out of there, like Adele, Marsha Ambrosius, who's now in LA, tons of people, and Ellie Goulding, I think, went there. Amy Winehouse, went there. And it was just awesome that you could finish your education up until the age of 18, but they teach you about the industry. And then outside of that, you could record, you could rehearse. I was in like 3 bands. I was doing whatever I could. And then I got signed to a record deal. Spent a bunch of money, didn't put any records out. You know, the usual story.
Yeah, of course.
And then, you know, I guess I'm a bit of a control freak, really. I got fed up of waiting for people to mix records and deliver them. And I thought, well, I can do that. I'm going to do it. So I did. And I've had a really good time. It's been hard, but it's been just is super... connected. Like, I feel like it's what I'm meant to be doing.
So did you go into the career aspiring to be a performer and then kind of migrated to be more of a producer?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Although looking back, I was such a nerd in my early teens that I didn't realize what I was doing was the, foray into production. Like, my dad bought me this synth when I was 12 and it had 8 tracks on it. I used to sit there in my bedroom for hours programming Janet Jackson songs.
Cool.
You know, not realizing that, okay, this nerdy synth thing you've got going on is actually going to end up being production.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, I mean, you've spoken out a lot about women in the biz and how you hope that this project and your career attracts more women to be producers. So,
definitely.
Why, first of all, aren't they, would you say, now?
I think for some reason, I'm not exactly sure the reason, but we're not encouraged to be technical in music. Mm. And I think across the board, whatever you do on this earth, if you don't see yourself reflected or represented out there, whether it's as a actor or a nurse or an engineer or whatever it is, you in your brain think that it's not for you. There's no place for you. Oh, women don't do this, you know, because you don't see anyone doing it. Mm-hmm. So you're just not encouraged. And there's just been a psyche of women sing, they write lyrics. You know, they perform, they don't do technical stuff. They don't push faders and program things and mic up drum kits. They just don't. So I think women just assume, we don't do that.
Yeah.
So we're not even going to try.
Right.
So I'm like, that's ridiculous.
And it seems like, I mean, even you going into your schooling, you didn't even really consider that. You didn't know that that's where your skills lay. And it seems you had to erase some misconception in your mind in order to even make that jump to do that.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And, luckily I had parents that didn't even consider a girl programming beats or selling keyboards in the music store was anything that wasn't for a girl. Like, they didn't make me feel like it wasn't. So that helped a lot.
Right.
But you have these dreams as a kid and you think, well, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to do what I enjoy doing. And then it's only till you get into professional field where people stop questioning your validity. What are you doing here? You must just be the singer, right? And it's like, oh, okay, I have to explain myself. Why doesn't he have to explain himself?
Yeah. Which couldn't be a more important thing to say right now, by the way. I mean, you can take that one sentence and put it in a lot of different jobs and careers.
Yeah, right.
And it's true in yours too.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's changing, but I don't know why. I'd love for somebody to tell me that I'm wrong, but I feel like the music industry is the last one to catch up right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm hearing about...
Yeah, the movie industry's kind of figured it out a little bit.
There's great directors and producers, but the music industry, I don't know what's going on.
Well, I mean, you've worked, you've got a big resume of people that you've worked with as a producer, from The Roots to Rod Stewart, you know, to the Pussycat Dolls. You've got a whole list of people. So have you been in a room with any of these people, especially the men, and they've been like, you know, what the heck? And you've had to address, or once you get to that level, is it like, all right, could be anybody?
I've had people arrive at the studio, because when I had a big studio in London, and I've had people turn up and look at me like I'm the manager, and I'm going to make them some tea, and they're looking around for a guy. And when I say I'm taking the session, they're still like, oh, but you're booking the schedule or something, right? And then when the penny drops, they actually think it's rad. But the penny has to drop. You know, they have to get their head around. And then once they do, it's like they're fans for life, because they think it's awesome.
Yeah.
But initially it's like, so who's taking the session?
Right.
Who's running the session?
Right.
But I did have a cool experience with Rod Stewart, who's old school. Like, you'd probably expect him to be, you know, have a different attitude, or be in a different generation.
Except he has daughters, right?
He has daughters, yeah. And he was no messing about. He got right in there. But I had him sing this one section over and over again, because it was just one word. Like, and he's a legend. Like, he's...
Of course.
You get why he's a legend. There's so much charisma in his voice. Like, he's awesome. But there was one bit that I wanted him to just nail differently. You know, there was a few things going on. And he started to get a bit stroppy. He was like, why do I have to do this again? I've got a show tomorrow. I really don't want to do this again. I'm like, Rod, just one more time. It's great. Just one more time. It was the same thing. I was like, please, one more time. Just do it one more time. Why do I have to do this again? I don't understand why I have to keep singing it. So I just like stared into the glass and pressed the talk back button. I was like, because I said so. And he said, all right, Adolf. And then he stayed in the booth. Apparently, his manager said he stayed in the booth the longest anyone's ever kept him in the booth.
Wow.
Sang the whole thing 6 times, was an absolute puppy dog, and was awesome.
Did you get the take you wanted?
Oh, I got so many. I was there till 5 o'clock in the morning, not because I couldn't find anything, but because I had too much stuff then.
Yeah.
Everything was incredible.
Yeah.
But that's my story. Rod Stewart called me Adolf.
Well, there's something to be said about the woman power in a position where the man is, you know, the subject.
If
you had been a guy, Rod might not have listened to you at all.
Oh, that's interesting. I never thought about it like that.
He might not have even cared. So maybe in some respects.
He would have been all right, mate.
Yeah,
get on with it.
I'm done. I got to go.
Right. Yeah. That's true too.
That's pretty cool.
So there's different dynamics that we bring that in different directions.
I caught a Rod Stewart soccer ball at his show once.
You did?
For my mom, who's seen him like 20 times.
She must have been so excited.
Yeah, that's my only Rod Stewart. He didn't call me any bad names or anything.
He didn't call you a Nazi.
Yeah.
That's good.
So again, we're in studio today with SJ. She's got a new EP on the way on March 22nd. What's the name of that EP, by the way?
It's called First.
Right on. And we've got a few singles out from it already, including one that drops tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the one that drops tomorrow, and then we'll play one that's already out.
So tomorrow is with Rafael Sadiq, who's a longtime friend, but also someone that's really inspired me for many, many, many years. And, you know, sometimes we hang out, we play each other music and what we're working on. And I played him a few tracks, kind of hoping he'd offer to get involved without directly asking, but thinking he'd pick a completely different track. And he picked this track, which is UK garage, basically. It's super dance electro, very UK garage. And he was like, yeah.
She's saying garage, by the way, for all the American listeners.
UK garage. That's so weird. So yeah, he jumped on that. And then he also played some guitar on the Sam Sparrow track and was just super encouraging and supportive. But I'm excited about that because it's in a genre that people won't expect from him.
Yeah.
It's not what he usually does.
Cool. So that one's out tomorrow, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, right now we're going to play The Avenue. So that's one of the singles that's already come out from the EP. Mm. So give a little introduction to that and then we'll spin it.
It's with this awesomely talented Australian singer that you might be familiar with, Sam Sparrow. And we actually wrote the song about 2 years ago after the Orlando shooting. Mm. And we just wanted to write something that had a message but wasn't cheesy. So this is about when we all get together in the same place for the same good vibes. We're all the same. Like, we have to stick together no matter what. And then 2 years later, it's even more relevant.
I know,
so
right?
Let's stick together.
All right, here it is. SJ's new single, The Avenue, on KX93.5. Right on. It's brand new stuff from SJ. That's her new single, The Avenue, and she is live in studio telling us all about her music and her, and we're really glad to have you. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me. It's so fun being here. I love Laguna.
Thank you. She said good vibes about us, which I'm flattered by. So thank you.
It is. You should be in this room. It's all good vibes.
Well, I know you correct me if I'm wrong, but this seems like this might be your first foray into like attaching your name as the headline of what you're doing, because you've done a lot of behind the scenes stuff for TV and commercials and other people.
Exactly.
So how did it come to pass that you're like, you know what? It's time that my name be on this music.
It was some of the other artists I'd worked with, actually. You know, I would demo vocals on things, or, you know, the initial reference that I'd send people, they say, well, why don't you sing it? I'm like, well, no, because you're better, you sing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had encouragement from people that I was working that saying, you should put out a record. So I thought, how can I do that in a way that's interesting? You know, why is anyone going to listen to it? So I thought, well, I'll make it a produced record, because as far as I can tell, there's tons of dance DJs that do that, you know, like Calvin Harris and David Guetta, yeah. And they have all these records that are featuring people.
Yeah, you don't hear them say one word on their record.
Not a word. Yeah. And but in other genres, not so much. And there's definitely been no women producers having a producer record.
True.
So I thought, I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to sneak some of my own vocals on there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you go to Vegas and you drive down the 15, every billboard is for every male DJ at their male residency.
There you go.
In every club. You're absolutely right. I mean, think about it. People probably don't think about it. Where are the women music producers?
Right. Yeah. And I know there's some out there. There definitely are. Like, there's a couple in the UK. There's a few here, but they're not getting the opportunities to produce records professionally or to get the recognition. Yeah. So
are you saying that in the future we could hear you singing on some of these tracks?
There's some on the EP.
There's some already. Okay.
There's a song with Rafael Sadiq that's out tomorrow.
Right.
And that is almost like a duet between us.
Cool.
And then there's maybe two others where I'm singing the lead vocal and the rest I'm, you know, doing the backgrounds and stuff.
Awesome. Well, tell us about the chick that's in Acid Rain, who is a neighbor of yours. Yeah. So who's she that's singing on this one?
Hilary Bernstein, also known as Hele, is a dear friend of mine. She's actually one of the most talented songwriters I've ever met. And she's really emotional. Like, she's the person that brings the emotion where you can't, you know, when you don't want to cry, she's the one that will cry for you in the song. And she just had this romantic situation with an ex years ago that she just couldn't shake, and she thought she'd shaken it, and then she saw him and it all became all, you know, disturbing. And so we put it in a song, and this song went through many different versions before it landed as the 80s synthwave thing. It was a piano ballad, then it was like a tropical house thing, and then it's had like five different remixes before I was like, okay, this is it, we're gonna roll with this.
Yeah.
But she's super talented.
Right on.
Highly recommend her.
And I know this song has some suggestive themes, so that's, again, that's Hillary's previous relation, not yours, but hers?
Yeah.
Okay,
just you know, sure. There's a few suggestive lyrics in there, but you can do what you like.
You can also just listen for the beat.
You can, Tyler.
That's what my 12-year-old stepdaughter tells me, by the way. If I call her out, like, I'm like, dude, have you heard what this song is saying? Mm-hmm. She's like, no, I'm just listening for the beat. I'm like, mm-hmm. You can't miss it. Like, it's there.
And then she makes it feel like it's you with the dirty mind.
Exactly. It's not fair.
It's a good trick.
Not fair at all. Well, tell us about some of the other people that you collaborated with on the EP, which comes out March 22nd.
So there's a great singer-songwriter called Drea Thornton. We have a song called Queen, and that song is another sort of female empowerment thing, but it's maybe aimed also at little girls, like whatever you're dreaming about, like you can be a queen in your own mind, you know. And we're going to launch a campaign later in the year, which is more of a social media thing to encourage everyone, you know, you and your granny and your auntie and your daughter and like women of all ages.
Yeah.
So that's a real encouraging song. And then the others are just, I think they're just me. So yeah,
okay,
there's Sam Sparrow, Rafael Sadiq, Halea, Drea. And then there's a couple with, you know, just my sort of vocal flounderings all over.
Well, I mean, what I love about you is not only are you making really rad, cool stuff, but you've used it as a platform. You know, you're not just a woman who produces music. You're a woman who produces music who's empowering other women to
really
think about what their place could be.
I'm really trying.
Biz.
Yeah, because it's undoing a lot of wiring that's been there, you know, for all of us.
Right.
You know, so it's like, get out there, you know, get Logic on a laptop and tinker around and start programming, and don't get phased by, it doesn't sound how you want it to sound immediately. Maybe a guy can do a better job. Just get on with it. You know, just do it.
Just do it. Forget the stigma, especially today.
Yeah.
Well, SJ, I'm so glad you came down to share this stuff with us today. We're going to close it out with Acid Rain. And again, on March 22nd, you can go to any digital interface and grab the new EP, which is called First.
Cheers, Tyler.
Cool. Thanks, SJ. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.